sworn in as Germany's ninth post-World War II chancellor Wednesday, replacing Angela Merkel, who's leaving the political stage after 16 years. Chancellor Scholz pledged a new beginning for Germany as he took over from Merkel in an official power handover ceremony. He swore, among other things, to devote his energies to the welfare of the German people. But he did not ask for God's help, a phrase that is usually included in the oath of office and was spoken by Merkel. The outgoing chancellor urged Scholz Wednesday to work in the country's best interest as she handed over power. China's President Xi Jinping congratulated Olaf Scholz Wednesday, saying Beijing was willing to work with Germany's new chancellor to, quote, promote bilateral ties to a new level, end quote. That's according to state media. Congressional leaders reached an elaborate deal Tuesday that will allow Democrats to lift the nation's debt limit without any votes from Republicans, likely averting another last-minute rush to avoid a federal default. Hours later, the House passed legislation overwhelmingly along party lines that kicked off a multi-step process. Congress approved a $480 billion increase in the nation's debt limit in October. That's enough for the Treasury to finance the government's operations through December 15th, according to Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen's projection. India's Defense Chief General Bipin Rawat and his wife were among 13 people killed in a helicopter crash Wednesday, the Air Force said. The accident took place around noon near the town of Kunur, and the dead include four crew members, the Air Force tweeted. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government appointed Rawat, India's first chief defense, in late 2019. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin, speaking publicly for the first time since his high-profile talks with U.S. leader Joe Biden, said Wednesday Moscow reserves the right to defend its security, but refused to say if he planned to invade Ukraine. During their summit by secure video link Tuesday, Mr. Biden warned Putin of a strong Western economic response should Moscow attack its neighbor. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said Wednesday that the video call was positive. France Wednesday warned Moscow it would face strategic and massive consequences if Russia attacked Ukraine, as concerns grow over a new troop buildup on the border. More than 3 months after the fall of Kabul to the Taliban, about 35,000 Afghans are still housed at six U.S. military installations. The Department of Homeland Security and refugee resettlement agencies say they hope to have the Afghans off the bases and into American communities by February 15th. The Afghan Health Ministry said it received 800,000 doses of the Sinopharm vaccines from the Chinese government Wednesday. The Taliban's deputy health minister and the Chinese ambassador to Afghanistan were at Kabul airport to oversee the arrival of the vaccine shipment. According to Afghan health ministry officials, only about 6% of the country's population have received vaccines. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson apologized Wednesday for a video showing his staffers joking about reports of a party in Downing Street during the COVID lockdown, saying he was furious but that he had been assured there was no party. He told Parliament, quote, "I apologize unreservedly for the offense that it has caused up and down the country, and I apologize for the impression that it gives," end quote. He says there was no party and no COVID rules were broken. Australia and Britain will join the United States in a diplomatic boycott of the Winter Olympic Games in Beijing, their prime ministers said Wednesday, as other allies weighed similar moves to protest Chinese human rights record. The United States has said its government officials would boycott February's Beijing Olympics because of China's human rights atrocities just weeks after talks aimed at easing tense relations between the world's two largest economies. China said the United States would pay a price for its decision and warned of countermeasures in response, but gave no details. Canada will announce later today whether it plans to join a U.S. diplomatic boycott of the Olympics. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau told reporters Wednesday a boycott would be a significant step for Ottawa, which already has poor relations with China. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.
It's VOA 1. I feel by the wayside.